Open Windows, February the 20th. Life centres in Christ. To the one we are the aroma of death, leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life, leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many, peddling the word of God. 2 Corinthians 2:16-17. The Lord has not called upon us to form churches. That is not our business. Oh, would to God that men had recognised the fact. A very different situation would obtain today from what exists if that had been recognised. It is the Lord who expands his church, who governs its growth. What we have to do is to live in the place of his appointment, in the power of his resurrection. If in the midst of others the Lord can get but two of his children, in whom his life is full and free, to live on the basis of that life, and not to seek to gather others to themselves, or to get them to congregate together on the basis of their acceptance of certain truths or teachings, but simply to witness to what Christ means and is to them, then he has an open way. The church is not increased by your going and taking a building and trying to get people to come to it, to come to your meetings, and then forming them by a church role into a local church. That is not the way. Growth is by life. And this, to begin with, may be by the entering into life of but one soul, and then, after a long waiting of time, of another. Or it may be more rapid. But the point is that it is increased because of life. That is the growth of the church. For the growth of his church, the Lord must have life channels, life centres. I believe that, given a life centre, sooner or later one or two things will happen. That it will be abundantly manifest that Christ is fully and finally rejected there. Or else there will be an adding and growth. There is tremendous power in life, and the life of the Lord either kills or quickens. It depends on the attitude taken towards it. He is a savour of life unto life, or death unto death. Things can never remain neutral.